good afternoon. Today is Friday, April 15th, and you're listening to the Ryersonian Weekly Wrap. I'm Emily Silva.
And I'm Christina Boticchio. We're bringing you the Ryersonian's biggest campus stories from the past week. In this week's episode,
Mass Exodus took over the beach in Ryerson Student Learning Center last weekend.
The Ryerson School of Journalism is in hot water for its lack of diversity among staff after being called out by a Toronto Star columnist.
And we sit down with the man behind Ryerson's popular Twitter page, Ryerson Problems. But first, let's talk about what happened in campus news this week.
If you haven't heard already, Janice Neal has been named the next chair of Ryerson University's School of Journalism. Neal will replace the current chair, Ivor Shapiro, for a three-year term. Shapiro has been chair since 2011, and he will go on a paid leave for 1 year and will remain with the school as a professor. Neal has been a faculty member at the School of Journalism since 2007 and is currently the associate chair and undergraduate program director.
This past weekend, the Student Learning Center was transformed into a runway for Mass Exodus. The show celebrates the work of fourth-year fashion students, and this was the first time it was held in the SLC. The show took place on the sixth floor, known as the Beach, and many attendees felt this raised the bar for future shows due to its modern design. MassEx was previously held at the Mattamy Athletic Center, which holds approximately 2,500 people, whereas the beach floor in the SLC holds only 540 or less, especially with the runway in place. The show was an overall success, and many hope it will be held in the SLC for years to come.
Students seeking more mental health tools and options around campus won't have to search much longer. Ryerson is giving students access to an online tool that will help them manage their mental health. This new tool is called WellTrack. It was created by Darren Piercy, who's a psychology professor at the University of New Brunswick. His goal was to make therapy more accessible. WellTrack provides cognitive behavioral therapy through tools like journal entries and relaxation exercises. This tool will be available to anyone with a Ryerson student number starting this upcoming school year.
And our very own Faculty of Communication and Design is also looking into the mental health issues of its students. FCAD will test out a series of pilot mental health programs next year. After the year-long test run, the programs may be implemented throughout Ryerson as early as the 2017-2018 school year. As one of the highest user groups for counseling services at Ryerson, there seems to be a need for the service among FCAD. The initiative is championed by FCAD Dean Charles Falzon and is managed by three groups. They consist of FCAD faculty, staff, and students. The first group will be looking into the faculty's role in helping struggling students, while the second group will be training students to help their peers, and the third group will be looking to make campus resources more accessible. The programs that are successful will eventually spread to other faculties.
The lack of diversity among the staff at Ryerson School of Journalism has been under fire for the past few weeks. On April 1st, the RSJ made headlines when a Toronto Star columnist, Heather Malik, published her piece titled, "You're Pretty White Yourself, Ryerson." Malik wrote the column in response to a feature by the Ryerson Review of Journalism called The Unbearable Whiteness of Canadian Columnists. The feature, written by RRJ blog editor Davide Mastracci, focused on the dominance of white opinion writers and the lack of diversity in Canadian newsrooms. Malik, however, felt Mastracci was hypocritical in not recognizing the whiteness of Ryerson School of Journalism. The current chair, Ivor Shapiro, said the program is working towards diversity, but union policies are often an obstacle.
This week, the Ryersonian broke the secret behind the Ryerson Problems Twitter account. Fourth-year business student Callistus Alexander has been running the account for the past 2 years. The Twitter account was created in 2011 by former Ryerson student Olivia Beretta, who handed it over when she graduated in 2014. We wanted to get the inside scoop on this popular Twitter page, so we have Callistus in studio with us today. Hi, Callistus. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about what it's like to run such a popular social media account at Ryerson?
At first, it was hectic because I wasn't sure what I had to expect. But as I continued to run the account, I became more familiar and I had a better idea of how to handle it. There are certain times during the year where it becomes more hectic than others, for example, during final exams or especially when there's a snowstorm. My phone just goes off. And like that's probably the most annoying part, like when I'm texting someone or whatever, and then I just have Twitter, and it's like it's hard to keep track.
So what was it like keeping it a secret? Did you tell anyone?
No one ever asked because no one ever thought it was me. A few people did know. Even if I took screenshots of my phone or like if I took pictures, like I made sure like I looked at it from top to bottom just to make sure there's no like evidence of like who I would be or whatever.
So now that you're graduating, like you said, who are you going to be passing on the account to, or sort of how does that work, that process?
I have someone in mind. I'm going to discuss with them if they still want to do it or not. And then at that point, if they want to do it, I'll give it over to them. If they're not, then whoever wants it can have it. I'm sure there's going to be someone that would want to do it.
What would you say is your biggest Ryerson problem?
Calling a snow day. That was the worst. I would hate it when I'm at home and all my York friends are saying, like, it's 7 a.m., oh, it's a snow day, and there's, like, 5 centimeters of snow on the ground. But we'll have 5 meters of snow at Ryerson, and classes will still be on. So we need to call a snow day.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, sadly, it's time to say goodbye to the weekly wrap for this school year. To learn about the stories we've talked about today and more, visit us at ryersonian.ca and follow us on Twitter at The Ryersonian. I'm Christina Boticchio.
And I'm Emily Silva. Have a happy summer, Ryerson, and thanks for listening.